Even though voters today prefer President Trump to handle the economy as much as ever, he remains behind in the final days of the race. That raises two questions. Why? And could the economic issue still propel him to a final days turnaround? In-depth analysis from Jerry Seib, Executive Washington Editor at The Wall Street Journal. Jerry, take us through this.
Well, you know, it's interesting. We have asked five times this year in our Wall Street Journal NBC News poll, who do you trust to handle the economy more, Joe Biden or President Trump? President Trump has come out on top all five times by margins ranging from 7 points to 11 percentage points. And we've also asked what's the most important issue. And in the most recent survey, and truly in most of the surveys we've taken this year, people say the economy is most important. So you put those two things together and you say, well, aha, President Trump must be winning the election. He must be ahead in the polls because he's trusted on the economy and that's the most important issue, yet that's not what has happened. So that is a bit of a mystery. I think the answer to the mystery is that, well, although people always say the economy is important, there's a whole other set of very emotional kind of persuasive and really important issues that when you add them up together, rival and surpass the economy. You have the coronavirus, obviously. You have climate change. You have the ability to unite the country, and you have race relations. Those are all on the table, and they're all important, and people are passionate about them. And on all those, Joe Biden scores higher than the president. So, you know, I think it's kind of a case of the economy being maybe the greatest among equals, but the other equals are really important, and it's not enough, I think, to get the president over the top yet. One of the questions I raised in the column I wrote about all this is whether having the ace card of the economy in your pocket, can he pull it out and still close this race down and move ahead based on that?
All right, so how does the president then focus on the economy when it's so closely tied to the pandemic right now?
Well, there's two problems there. One is just focusing on the economy because he has not done that as effectively as he might. He hasn't really come up with a very compelling message about what he would do on the economy in a second term. He tends to, you know, sort of lapse into complaints about the way he's being treated sometimes. And so he needs to figure out what his economic message is that actually drives home the point. He talks about it a lot, but not in a specific enough way to kind of add to his advantage. The second problem is, as you suggest, and this is the advantage Joe Biden has, is that I think people tend to conflate getting the coronavirus under control with making economic progress. And if they think that Joe Biden is better at handling the coronavirus than the polls tell you they do, then that's in a way an economic argument for Biden that he's used pretty effectively, that if I'm going to control the coronavirus, I have the better chance of really improving the economy, and that works for a lot of people.
We're speaking with Jerry Seib, Executive Washington Editor at The Wall Street Journal, about his piece called Voters Tend to Trust Trump on the Economy, Yet He's Behind. Does the president here say strike up a message in the final sprint on foreign policy?
I think the president thinks he's got advantages on foreign policy, you know, having helped Arabs and Israelis come together in the Middle East, having confronted China, having some success in bringing Americans in captivity home from abroad. I think there are things he wants to talk about there. I think the problem with that is that I just don't think that's where Americans' focus is right now. It's very much a coronavirus, economy, race relations set of issues. Even the Supreme Court, which looked a few weeks ago as if it was going to be a big subject and the source of a lot of political tension and movement in the end, seems to be receding now compared to these other three big issues, the coronavirus, the economy, and the question of race relations and uniting the country. So I don't think the president is going to make a lot of progress by focusing on foreign policy.
Thanks, Jerry. Jerry Seib, Executive Washington Editor at The Wall Street Journal.